This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on how solar power mitigates life off the grid. When I began camping many years ago with the Boy Scouts, we learned and mastered arcane skills, like how to start a fire with a piece of flint, striking until a spark lit the pine straw, how to send messages with Morse code if lost, how to find true north in the deepest forest or when the night sky was obscured by clouds. The direction moss was growing on a tree would show the way. How to make shelter of anything handy, and other skills I wonder if anyone much remembers or bothers with anymore. Camping in those days was so primitive that we had no notion of something being off the grid. Rock Creek, Montana is off the grid in the modern sense. It's hardly the heart of darkness. Missoula is less than an hour away. But when you steer the truck west along Rock Creek Road, you immediately lose any hint of cell phone coverage. Wireless? Forget about it. Having parked one of my post-Katrina Airstreams 24 miles up the creek in 2010, the urge to civilize in small ways is ever present, especially since I began to think, if I could just figure out a way to keep my computer powered up and somehow access the internet out here, then by God I could work and stay on the creek longer than my odd week of vacation in the summer. Solar power sneaks up on you. First, my son gave me a small device for a birthday that was hardly larger than a 3x5 index card, instructing me to leave it on the dashboard and it would charge up my cell phone by the time we reached Interstate 90. A couple of years later, a small solar panel the size of a tablet of paper produced 5 watts, which when connected to a marine 12-volt battery, brought lights to the trailer on all but the cloudiest days. Last year, a trip to town earned me a larger solar panel that came tantalizingly close to juicing the computer, but the power inverter whirred away on this 1978 Airstream without producing the current the computer requires. A ridiculous advertisement in Field & Stream for a $1,000 solar system led me to query my madly skilled friend and fellow Rock Creek compatriot, Bergamin Fortunato, about the ad and whether or not something might just be possible with a larger system. He scoffed at the ad and said he would study the problem. Weeks ago, thanks to Bergamin's ingenuity and ground-level research at a place called Harbor Freight in Missoula, there came an email with his buy recommendation saying essentially, do this and it will work. Well, in Toronto, I called Harbor Freight's Missoula store, was directed to their California 800 number, and thanks to another friend in Missoula willing to take delivery, upon arriving in Montana, I picked up a Thunderbolt Magnum Solar, as it was called, which delivers 45 watts of juice and a power inverter, all of which cost me $216, $1 less than Bergamin had predicted. Add a $90 marine battery for the sun to keep cooking, and I was almost in business. I've got a few rules about work, though. I'll paint without thinking about it. I've done enough carpentry, sheetrock, flooring, and the like to build out 2 attics and a host of other projects. I'll do basic plumbing because I'm reasonably confident I won't drown if I make a mistake, and neither will others. But I've always drawn the line at most electrical work, mainly because I'm not willing to have a bonehead mistake fry me for the ant's dinner. All of which is to say that I have approached this project with trepidation. Nonetheless, after 2 hours of work this morning, including great help from my companiera on the rock work, with a minimum of cursing and only 1 slight correctable error, I'm sitting here in the silver bullet, as we call this Airstream, typing away on my computer on a Monday afternoon, feeling like the future is opening up ahead of me. The charge controller is reading 13.2, so we're rolling, and the computer says 100% of power. Now I'm left with 2 questions. The least of which is whether or not the deal we've made for me to walk a half mile, sit on a fellow's porch, and use his internet over the month will really work out based on how well his solar panels are keeping his internet online. The most important question, which is, given how straightforward this is, why don't we use a whole lot more solar power everywhere that folks are still off the grid, and a bunch more places where they still are sucking up diminishing natural resources? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.